The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hi, I'm Alex L., and I write books for a living. The Hey Girl podcast was created with sisterhood and storytelling in mind. Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
I'll be sitting down with some phenomenal women to discuss love.
I believe we grew distant out of love of some type, like, yeah. I don't want to hurt you.
Loss.
Really don't know what's going to trigger that feeling of grief in any moment.
And a topic very important to my work. Self-care.
Freedom is self-care. It's not about pedicures. It's not about clothing. It's not about trips.
Join us as we journey through sharing together. Today on the show, I'm sitting down with my 11-year-old, almost 12-year-old daughter. She's in the sixth grade, and I truly can't believe it. The conversation is lighthearted. We recorded it in her closet, and we had a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoy Charlie and I's catch-up on middle school, art as self-care, and more. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
So, I wanted to have you on the show because for the past couple years, I've had you on the show when you started school. Then you started school in September?
Yeah, September 4th, I think, yeah.
And you're in middle school?
Oh, yes.
How is the sixth grade going?
It's eventful, actually. Quite eventful. It feels different, but not, like, totally different. Like, I feel like I've adjusted way faster to middle school than I had with fifth grade, even though I knew people from fourth grade, because I'm already know, like, the gist of what's going on, you know, at school.
Yeah.
I've been there for, like, 5 years already.
Right.
So it was new, but, like, not new at the same time.
So we moved this summer. Yes. And I think one of your biggest worries was not meeting people, not making friends. Mm-hmm. You were very scared about that.
Yes.
And now you are, dare I say, one of the popular kids?
Oh, no. Definitely not.
Drawing things for friends and everyone wanting to hang out with you and you being really nice to people and them thinking, oh, I'm the nice, cool girl with the locks who can draw. Well, what's it like having friends at a new school and, like, not being worried like you were?
I was definitely nervous, like, way nervous. I was scared that nobody would like me, and since everybody had their own friend group already and stuff like that, so it was kind of hard. But after about a few weeks, I started to get more comfortable around the people. I knew their names, they just didn't know me.
Yeah.
But then I eventually started to gravitate towards certain people and want to become friends with them, and I turned out to be really awesome people. So that was fun.
So what was one of your biggest worries about moving and going to a new school? Because you were devastated some days that you had to go to a new school. Or it seemed like you were devastated. You might have just been being dramatic.
Well, I was slightly devastated only because, of course, I would miss my friends.
Right.
And it was just like I love moving here because it's awesome. It's a very nice house. But, like, meeting new people would just be kind of like, I just didn't want to have to go through that again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already having to meet new people, like, at Bell, and then starting to make relationships with those people. It was a kind of hectic at times.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to have a more chill middle school year. Like, definitely no drama or anything this year. Like, stay on the low, you know?
I can't believe you are a big kid. It just blows my mind. So let's talk about middle school pressures. Okay. You might not have any yet, but I just, as a mom, I want to know, like, if I've done a good job with raising you to be confident and secure and all of that stuff. Because when I was your age, I was not those things. And I just want to know from your almost 12-year-old perspective, like, how do you plan on handling things when they get hard, especially when it comes to friendships and relationships and, like you mentioned before, the drama and stuff?
There are lots of people at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how I would do in, like, certain situations.
Yeah. Because there were some situations in fifth grade that were problematic, especially with some of your girlfriends. Like, they weren't being nice to you. They were borderline being bullies and, like, really mean. And it's a different experience in middle school. But that's not to say you're not going to run into people who may try to bully you or be mean to you or not like you, right? So what would you do if that happened? How would you stay confident in yourself?
At the moment, I kind of notice when people, like, I kind of know now the type of people that are mean to people because they, like, say mean things in general.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just seem mean to me in general from my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Not to, like, judge a book by its cover, but from my perspective, people always say, oh, she's mean, or I hear her talking and then she's saying mean stuff. So I try to, like, stay away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody's saying something rude to me or trying to be mean to me, which nobody has yet, thankfully.
Yeah.
I would probably just ignore it. At the beginning, I was embarrassed.
Why? Like,
because if I did something that I thought was embarrassing, I would get all flustered and embarrassed because I thought, oh my gosh, everybody's watching me.
Like what? What happened, like, that made you embarrassed one time?
Like if, like changing, we have to change now in the girls' locker rooms.
Okay.
Now I feel more comfortable since I have friends in there and stuff. But, and I was like, oh my gosh, what if my knees are ashy or something like that? Like I literally thought that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, what if my knees are ashy? What if they think, oh my gosh, she has ashy knees? I was just so nervous.
That's a real reason to be nervous, yeah.
Because no one wants ashy knees.
Right, so that means ankles. Lotion in the morning.
I always lotion. They just, I don't know what happens. Yeah, I would probably, you know, stick with the friends that I know that are real.
Yeah.
And so far, I have pretty real friends at the moment.
I'm happy to hear that. As a parent, you know, that just makes me very happy to hear.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So let's switch gears a little bit and talk about your art.
Oh, yeah.
As your self-care practice.
Mm-hmm.
And how it has just really evolved. Like, you're really good.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, you know this, right? You know you're pretty good. You know you're very good, actually. I can't draw a stick figure, so I give you so much kudos for practicing and keeping up the good work and trying to perfect your craft. So what do you love about drawing and how does it help you with your self-care?
I've been thinking of becoming an animator when I'm older.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been thinking of, like, doing anime and stuff. So I'm thinking maybe I can gravitate my art style towards more anime-like things. I want to have so many different art styles. That way, you know, I can have different things to try and different things to practice.
Mm-hmm.
I still have, like, a lot to learn. Otherwise, I think I'm doing pretty good. I do have lots of arts block, though, which is really annoying
because
at times I have an idea but I can't draw it like I want it to, and when it doesn't turn out when I want it to, I get frustrated.
Yes.
So I'm still trying to work on that. And that's why I was so happy when my sketchbook cover turned out good, because
yeah.
I had sketched it out, I had waited, and I had planned out what I was going to do. And actually, one of my favorite artists,
mm-hmm.
I know her from YouTube, Drawing with Waffles.
You mentioned her before. You love her.
Love her.
if anyone knows Drawing with Waffles out there, please let them know. Charlie loves her.
I love her so much. I love her art. She makes really good art.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to draw or think of ideas when she's drawing, and she gives me really helpful tips.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the tips that I take in from one of her videos is that she sketches out what she wants as like a thumbnail.
Mm-hmm.
And then she adds more stuff to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if she had a girl and some clothing, she would either switch off the clothing or change up the hair, just add anything that she thinks towards it. And mm-hmm. all artists have arts block at least a point in their artist
career.
And
how about as it relates to self-care? You're a big sister. You have busybody Isla, who is 21 months old, and you have new baby Max, and she's 5 weeks old as of yesterday. You're the big sister. You live in the loft. You are the queen of the castle. You're the other queen of the castle. Like, how do you take care of yourself with babies crying and Isla screaming and trying to boss you around and, you know, helping me with things and all of that? How does your art help you, like, have some, you call it, like, alone time?
I don't know. It's just a way to really boost my creativeness, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel more confident about myself, knowing that I can do something that I love to do
mm-hmm.
and that I like to do and that I have lots of interest in.
Mm-hmm. You are, like I've told you many times, you're the best big sister ever.
Thank you.
And you're a great daughter. And me and Papa, we love you and appreciate you so much. So when did you, I've always wanted to kind of ask you this question as you've matured, right? Mm-hmm. So you found something that you love, drawing, pretty early. I feel like you really started picking up your drawing in like first grade, second grade, third grade.
I remember,
like early elementary school, you were really, really interested. And I remember you bringing home something one day and it was really good. And me and Papa was like, there is no way you drew that. Do you remember that?
I think so. And I actually recently found this one drawing that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, my drawing that I did like a little bit like late last year
mm-hmm.
or early this year,
mm-hmm.
but I found it and it looked really, really good. And in the moment, I thought, oh my gosh, wait, what? I did that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, compared to the art that I did at the moment, I was like, wait, this looks way better than what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But then now that I'm practicing more,
mm-hmm.
I'm starting to be like, oh, okay, I can compare this to this. And I'm starting to, like, date my art now.
Good.
And put dates on it. Like, 2019, mm-hmm. I actually got that from Drawing with a Waffle. Because she puts, like, her little signature and then 2019 or the year.
Yeah.
So I started doing that too because it helps, you know.
I remember thinking like, wow, like she's really good. And when you brought that one drawing home that you had done, me and Papa were like, no way you did that. There's no way. Draw it again. And you couldn't draw it again. And we were like, wow, you're like, I can't do it. It's too much pressure. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And just to see like how much you've evolved from that drawing, that just blew our minds. We were just like, that's impossible. And you've just gotten so good. It's really wild. I hope you know how good you are. Really.
Thank you.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
So as we wrap up our conversation, I want to ask you three things, right? Three things that you can maybe listen back to this when you're in high school and be like, oh, that's a nice reminder, a gentle reminder for myself.
Mm-hmm.
What three kind things would you say to yourself today? So say you're having a hard time a few years from now. And I'm like, wait a second. I have this podcast recording that you have to listen to. You gave yourself some gentle reminders. Replay them, meditate on them, believe them, and march forward, right? What would you say
kind of like the Nikes thing, just do it, I guess.
Okay.
Like, if I was having maybe trouble on something, mm-hmm. or, like, take the chance, just do it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing what you love doing. Don't let anybody else tell you otherwise. If somebody says, oh, you're not good at that, or, oh, you shouldn't do that, okay, that's fine with you.
Do you remember, fourth grade, when someone at your old school looked at one of your drawings and said it looked bad? Do you remember that? And you came home, you were very upset, and you were like, such and such, I don't want to say their name, was making fun of my drawing and said it looked awful. But you came home very upset. And me and Papa were like, that's fine. They don't have to like it. Do you remember?
I have a bad memory.
Well, I'm glad you don't remember that, because, you know, that's a good thing. That means more positive things have gotten ahead of that. But just as your parent, in the moment, seeing you and hearing you so upset about someone else not liking something you were doing, of course, I wanted to be like, doesn't matter what they think, you know, like, you can keep doing it, you can keep perfecting it, and you can be good at it. And boom. Or skiski? Isn't that what your kids say? Ski?
Oh, goodness.
A ski?
Oh. Goodness, mother.
Do it. What is it?
You mean the Anna Oop thing?
Yeah. And I oop.
That's not how you use it, though.
Oh, well.
You mean sks-sks-sks, like that?
Yeah. Sks-sks-sks. Okay. No, but I'm glad you said that as number two, because you could have told your fourth grade self what you just, you know, what your sixth grade self just said.
Oh, this is one that you guys tell me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Be a leader.
Yep. Period. Point blank. Be a leader.
Period.
Slap. Sounds like a plan. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's from a comedy show on Netflix. If you haven't watched it, watch Dion's Netflix comedy special. It is hilarious. And he says, slap, sounds like a plan. Charlie, you're not allowed to watch that.
Oh, I was just about to ask.
No. Okay. One more thing before we go. What would you tell your little sisters?
I love you guys so much.
What advice would you give them when they grow up and they have some hard times in school or some challenges in life?
Don't let people get to you. I've learned that and I've mastered it. Almost.
Good. Good.
So.
Good. Okay. Well, thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying sixth grade. You know,
you're welcome.
You're an artist in training. Hopefully we get to come to your gallery one day and,
ooh, yes.
You know, you're animating for Pixar, you know, just manifesting all these things that Charlie is going to do, could do, may want to do. We're very proud of you. So every year we're going to sit down and do these Hey Girl podcasts, and you'll be able to look back when you're a senior in high school and you're too cool to hang out with me and Papa, and you're going to be like, I'm not recording that podcast. I have things to do, people to see. Okay. Skirt, skirt. Okay.
Oh, goodness, mother.
All right. Good to have you on the show, bun.
Thank you for having me, mother.
Love you.
Love you too.
Thanks for listening to the show today. Please rate, subscribe, and review. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We love having our community grow. Music is by DC's own Kokai.
The Hey Girl podcast is produced by Wayne Bertram and me, Alex L.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.